the tippy top of 801 Grand to the basement of Uptown. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
Big week every year here in Central Iowa and over on the Drake campus. The Drake relays are going on and all the events this week. Here to talk about it, Blake Bolton.
Hey, Blake. Hey, guys. Great to see all three of you.
Good to see you as well. So it's already been off to a big start. Of course, you had the road races Sunday and the beautiful Bulldog contest.
Yeah, Sunday was a gorgeous day. It didn't feel the same without Kurt there at the finish line. He's become a staple at the finish line now.
Crawling my way for a banana.
Well, you know, he usually asks me to drop him off at the finish line.
There it is.
No, I'm still bitter at Ken because I thought he was standing at the top of the hill by the Theta Chi house at the top of Beaver because I was going to walk up that hill because it was too menacing. And I saw from a distance, I'm like, that looks like Ken. And if he sees me walk, he's going to make fun of me. So I ran as fast as I could and nearly died.
Was it Ken?
It was not.
All right, but still a lot going on before you even get to the field events over at the stadium later this week. Tonight, Grand Blue Mile.
Yeah, it's been a terrific week on the city streets in Jordan Creek Town Center, and tonight we take over downtown with the Grand Blue Mile, expecting another 3,000 participants. It has become one of the nation's destination road mile events. I mean, it is the second largest road mile in America, second only behind New York City, so that's something we're pretty proud of.
That's great.
No kidding.
Yeah, and time still to be involved, grandbluemile.com, and even if you're not a runner or walker, it's a perfect opportunity to come downtown. Free balloon, animals for the kids, face painting for kids, snacks, and of course bouncy houses and a DJ. So great reason to just come out, be active, have some fun right in the center of the city.
What time should people get down here tonight?
Yeah, you want to try and beat the traffic. We've got road closures. Check that information out at grandbluemile.com. But you want to try and be here for a 6 p.m. start. Okay. And then it will go. If you're just a fan of elite level athletics, the U.S. 1 mile championships begin tonight just after 7 o'clock at 7:15 with the women.
Awesome.
Okay. Man.
All right, and then what else? What happens then tomorrow?
Tomorrow, another free event at historic Drake Fieldhouse, the Team Shot Put Showcase, featuring 8 of the world's best shot putters in a unique mixed gender competition. Oh. We have athletes, a woman from Sweden and men from Jamaica and Nigeria that are all three their national record holders. So wow. We've got a chance to see some records set in Drake Fieldhouse in a really unique setting. There will be beer sales tomorrow night, food trucks, so a really great chance if you're a sports fan or just like energy. It's a great place to be tomorrow night.
Now, Blake, you're around track and field all the time. How heavy, like, have you ever tried throwing a shot put or putting a shot put?
Yeah.
Is that not throwing one?
Yeah, that's a good question because that's we this year have done a lot of extra work to allow athletes to throw the outdoor shot put indoors. Well, the outdoor shot put is a 16-pound steel ball.
Oh, God.
And our historic Drake Fieldhouse is 100 years old, and it's on poured concrete, and there's not much between the two. So we've built a lot of padding and have spent countless hours figuring out a way that we could do this without damaging either the implement or the floor. And we've done some tests, and me dropping one of these is, I can't throw it, I can drop it, I guess is the best way to say it.
And then over at the Blue Oval gets going Thursday, right?
That's right. And for those fans that like throwing, we have the first time ever Thursday night throwdown is what we're calling it. So tickets for Thursday night are only $15. Great entry point to really get out on a weeknight. Looks like weather's going to be terrific. Great chance to see some of the world's best throwers in the men's hammer throw, women's hammer throw, men's javelin, and women's javelin. And if you haven't heard of those events, they're not things that are contested here in the state of Iowa at the high school level. Think ancient Greek warfare when we talk about throwing a spear or a steel ball that weighs 16 pounds on the end of a 3-foot metal chain. And then combine that with the incredible precision of world-class ballet in terms of footwork, and then that's what you have. And you'll see athletes throwing the javelin. So again, a 5-foot-long metal spear, more than 80 meters, which is 240, 260 feet in that range.
So I threw a spear at a birthday party once, like a Viking type thing, and I was sore for 3 weeks. I can't imagine it being like what you do every day.
Yeah, they have a very limited pitch count. Like pitchers in Major League Baseball can only throw so many. And throwing the javelin is very, very limited, and these guys throw it and gals almost the entire length of a football field.
No way, man.
Don't hire Tawny for your kid's birthday party.
No, don't.
I show up, I do some balloon animals, and I throw spears.
And I make obscure movie references. That's it.
Friday and Saturday, are tickets available still at this point?
Yeah, Saturday going fast. By the end of the day and into tomorrow, we don't know yet, and that's because two huge stars. We have the world champion and Olympic champion in the men's 800 meters coming after a Drake Relays record that has been standing since 1978. That record is 145.86, going against a couple Iowa State Cyclones and a couple Drake Bulldogs. So it's going to be, that one has a lot of local interest and international attention. And then, of course, speaking of local interest and international attention, the inevitable star that we've been waiting for to come back for 10 years, Lolo Jones, at age 41, to test herself against the 2019 world champion Nia Ali and a world-class field.
Wow. Awesome.
And it's an Olympic year, so this means this is like an for these outdoor athletes, this is one of their first chances to really get out there and do it.
That's exactly right. And both of these examples, whether it's the reigning Olympic champion or someone who, you know, was the contender or favorite in 2008 and 12, their Olympic path starts in Des Moines. And it's for that Olympic dream to become reality, they need that early season opener to find out where they are, determine if this Paris dream is a reality. So tickets are going fast. Friday tickets available, certainly, and it's going to be a great day. Two sessions Friday day and then Friday evening. And all of that information is available at DrakeTix.com.
Got it. Blake Bolton, director of the Drake Relays here. It's a big week over at Drake. Good luck with everything, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The comfy morning equivalent of a hoodie and sweatpants. Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.